reach out and lay someone off.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The job picture just keeps getting worse and worse. This fallout from America's financial crisis is claiming thousands of more jobs. This from AT&T. The telecommunications giant will take a cleaver to 12,000 jobs starting this month, running through next year. The company says it'll spend more than $500 million in severance packages. And chemical company DuPont says it's cutting 2,500 jobs. Tomorrow's official unemployment report for November is looking to be a big downer. Jobless claims reached a 26-year high. Silver lining, though, the Labor Department says the 509,000 number is actually down from the week before and lower than expected. It's not as if some homeowners aren't already pinched to the brink of foreclosure as this housing market mess entangles the economy. Those charged with helping fix the situation are reportedly looking at a plan to lower interest rates to help people get in and stay in their homes. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
The Treasury Department is aiming to get banks to lend at rates of 4.5%. That's about a percentage point lower than the current rate on a typical 30-year mortgage. So how will it persuade banks to drop rates? Treasury is planning to expand its purchase of the mortgage-backed securities that underpin those home loans. The idea is with Treasury taking that risk off their hands, banks will feel freer to lend at lower interest rates. Reports say the lower rates would only be available to people buying a home, not to those seeking to refinance. And the loans would only be made to borrowers who can document their income. So the government won't get stuck backing loans people can't afford to repay. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Europe is hoping some interest rate cuts will jumpstart its economy. The central bank and the Bank of England have slashed rates to nearly historic lows. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Bank of England has cut rates from 3 to 2%. If they go any lower, they'll reach levels last seen here in the late 17th century, when Isaac Newton discovered gravity. The rate cut has been welcomed by industry groups as bold but necessary. The British economy is contracting sharply. Car sales and house prices are dropping like a stone. But some analysts question how effective the rate cuts can be. Andrew Hilton is with the CSFI think tank. He says the commercial banks are still extremely reluctant to lend.
They're under terrific pressure to do so from governments around the world, but their priority at the moment is to rebuild their own book, not to go out and make new and aggressive loans.
Nevertheless, further rate cuts seem certain. Even the ultra-cautious head of the Bank of England has said it may be necessary to cut them to zero. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And with the unemployment numbers and the jobs numbers, markets not firing on all cylinders today. European stocks started the day in the green. They're now mostly down. That includes the FTSE, DAX, and CAC 40. In Asia, trading was mixed, but the Hang Seng and Nikkei were both down by 1% or less. Here in the States, the Dow gained about 2% yesterday after starting off in the hole. The NASDAQ and S&P rose as well. And again, we're going to see how some of the bad unemployment news of the day will work on Wall Street. Looks like the numbers of brats in stores may be on the decline. No, I'm not talking about screaming kids. I'm talking about the dolls, brats. A federal judge issued an injunction on the sale of those pouty-lipped figurines. The doll maker MGA Entertainment has been battling toy company Mattel over a copyright to the doll's design. A jury earlier ruled that the Bratz doll was designed by a Mattel employee on contract with the toy company, but under the ruling, Bratz will have to stop selling the dolls and recall the ones in the hands of retailers. May be allowed to sell, though, the dolls through the holiday season.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
The Labor Department releases unemployment numbers tomorrow, most economists expecting more bad news. And getting a job is even more difficult with this housing slump. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
When Becky Hansen listens to politicians talk about the mortgage mess, she often feels invisible.
They never really mention people like us.
Almost 2 years ago, Hansen's husband, Alex, lost his job at MIT. Without much warning, they needed to sell their house and relocate. But the house didn't sell, and they were stuck.
One of the keys to the U.S. economy has been the flexibility of our workforce.
John Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says that's changing.
Because of this difficult housing market, people can't go to where the jobs are because their house is underwater.
In a survey of more than 3,000 clients, he found only 13% were willing to relocate for work.
And that's down significantly.
And the time workers spend looking for new jobs has shot up.
It is very brutal out there.
Dan Benstock helps lawyers find work at BCG Attorney Search. He says right now the market's flooded with them. But
never before have we seen so many candidates get cold feet about moving to other cities due to fears about selling their own homes.
Employment advisors say you should find a job first and worry about selling the house later. And after 7 months of looking in Massachusetts, Alex Hansen, a physicist, took a job at the University of West Virginia. Becky, a pharmacist, took two jobs in Pittsburgh. They rented a small place in between.
I commuted 35 miles north every day to go to work. He commuted 50 miles south.
And they kept paying their mortgage back in Massachusetts.
So we ended up living in this rather seedy neighborhood.
Eventually, the dueling commutes, the multiple jobs, and the bills became too much. Becky moved to northern Maine, where she landed a higher-paying job, and Alex stayed in West Virginia.
Believe it or not, we're surviving okay, but we can't move on with our lives and never really get into the same place if we don't get rid of this house.
The Hansons are putting the house back on the market again, this time for about $90,000 less than they owe. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at marketplace.org. Latest information there. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for joining us here. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.